This is Appointment Radio, The Ken Coleman Show. Asking the questions you need answers to. Ken Coleman.
Hello, folks. This is indeed The Ken Coleman Show. Glad to have you with us. Folks, it's been a great show so far. I'm going to tell you, folks, I am in rare form today, carrying on about the lack of leadership in politics. Not policy. I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. You have to agree with me that we have a massive leadership deficit. And the financial deficit that we have is a result of a lack of leadership on both sides of the aisle. It really gets me fired up. And I'm telling you, folks, I'm ready to walk away. I have voted Republican in the past, full disclosure. I will walk away if they get an opportunity to lead again from the top house with Congress and they don't do anything. I'm done because there's no excuse for it. It is time to lead. This is not about a D and R beside your name. This is about our financial future as a country, and it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I'm tired of it. I want to switch gears a little bit. If you want to get in on the conversation, 800-552-9386. If you're local in North Georgia, 770-535-2911. He is a contributor to the show. He's a friend. He's become a mentor through his books, and when I get with him, I always ask him a few questions. I've had the chance to interview him many times. I believe his two books, Generation IY, Our Last Chance to Save Their Future, and Artificial Maturity, the new one, Helping Kids Meet the Challenge of Becoming Authentic Adults, I believe they're required reading. I mean, I'm just telling you, if you were trying to raise kids in today's world, you better have those books dog-eared, highlighted, and close to the bed. But I've got him on today because, again, he was on CNN the other day, and he understands Generation Y better than anybody. And this is that group that's below Generation X, my generation. They are a very important voting demographic. In fact, they were very important 4 years ago for President Obama. He's going after that youth vote again. There's been much reported about them. So I don't want to talk policy, but I want to get his thoughts on how they tick. So Dr. Tim Elmore is back on the Ken Coleman Show on this Saturday. Doc, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Ken. Good to be with you, always.
Hey, let's dive into this. If you were to be called up by the Obama campaign and the Romney campaign, they said, Dr. Elmore, you have done extensive research on Generation Y. What do we need to know about how to energize this group on our behalf? How would you describe Generation Y to these candidates?
Well, Ken, I think the first thing I would say, and I've been saying this a lot to university faculty members who ask the same question, I think young voters today could be called Demopublicans. Mm. They belong to neither party and to both. And while some have declared, like you said, an R or a D next to their name, they're more cause-driven than party-driven. And I think they agree with either party depending on the issue. For instance, I think they sympathize with immigrants, which is often a Democrat issue, mm-hmm. but then they often are empathetic to the unborn, which is a Republican issue. So I think what's really at stake is human rights, social justice. It seems like they always seem to fall on the side of what brings justice where there is no justice. And as you know, Ken, both parties have issues that they seem to call their own that mark that. Here's another one. I think the 2012 election is a little different than the 2008 election in that these young voters seem to be a little more cynical, a little more jaded this time. You know, remember Barack Obama, it was all about hope and change, and everybody seemed to get on board, at least from the, you know, the 20-something demographic. This time, I'm finding college students, they're just a little less optimistic. They had 4 years of President Obama's change, and a lot of things didn't work out. There's still corruption on Wall Street. We're still in Iraq and Afghanistan. The economy's still in the tank, and they're the largest demographic that's unemployed.
Yeah.
So do you remember Jim Collins wrote about the Stockdale paradox? Remember that
in
his book? He talked about being brutally honest and authentic about the reality we're in, and yet still optimistic. That's how I describe them. They want someone that will say, here's the deal, let's be honest, and then remain optimistic. And time will tell whether Romney or Obama are better at that. One more thought real quick, and I'll let you volley back. I think this demographic doesn't feel like either party is really listening. Now, that may be true of every youth population in every election.
Right.
But they just don't feel like you know, we pretend to have these, you know, round tables or community meetings, and then they feel like they're just going to do whatever it's going to take to get them elected rather than really listening. I think if either candidate could demonstrate we're hearing you and we're understanding what you're saying, it would go a long, long way. So I'll stop there.
Yeah, don't stop. That was so good, folks. Dr. Tim Elmore is on the Ken Coleman Show. So much I want to dive into there, into that analysis, because I think it's spot on. I guess the first question, Tim, I want you to address is, how do you think they will respond then? So here they are 4 years later, and they've seen the promise of hope not come true.
Yeah.
So here now they got to weigh Ryan and Romney, right? And so they got to kind of weigh, well, is it the other guy? And what's interesting, you said that they want you to be blatantly honest with them, they respond to positivity. So my question is, will they say, forget it, we're out? Or will they step up like we've not seen maybe Generation X do, or even the boomers, and say, wait a second, we need to fix this? I guess I'm curious to know, is there any trends? And I know this is almost an impossible question, but what do the trends or what do their personality traits say to you on that question?
Well, you know, the first thought that raced across my mind as you were talking was, I think if both parties continue to slander and just become negative about the other, it's going to be a turnoff, and we may see fewer 20-somethings even get involved on election day. I don't know, but I tell you what, I'm in midlife, and I tend to agree with you.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't even know if I'll show up. If it's just going to be one big, bitter fight and we're slandering each other, rather than saying, here's my plan, here's what I think is doable, let's move forward. I think they want to be a part of a party that's progressive and yet real. And I tell you what, Romney's going to have a challenge. He's got to come across progressive in that I'm looking forward, I can do this. It's not just about saving money, it's about spending it right and investing it right. But if we can be progressive and not too negative, I think that will get the vote.
Boy, that is great wisdom from Dr. Tim Elmore. You know, it begs the question, Tim, why wouldn't the Democrats say, wait a second, we tend to have more social justice issues that they may align with. And if it's really truly about getting reelected, which, I'm not cynical. I just feel like I'm being very, very honest. If it's truly about getting reelected, then you would think they'd say, hey, we've got some real inroads here if we can show them a plan for a positive financial future. It seems to me they want somebody to lead and somebody to say, hey, we can be great as well. Yet they're just not single issue voters. So you're not going to just get them on social issues.
Yeah. Absolutely. In fact, I tell you what I think is going to have to happen, and I don't know if President Obama's people can help him do this, but I think the 20-somethings are sharp enough to realize we didn't get out of this mess. The last 4 years did not do it. And again, I don't know who's listening. People may disagree with that, but I was amazed as I watched the DNC. I thought, how can they continue to say we're on the right track when really somebody should have stepped up and said, all right, we need to readjust the sales. We think we got a plan, but the last one didn't work.
Yeah.
And I think even a 22-year-old that's still optimistic and feeling invincible would say, wait, I'm still unemployed. How can you say this is working? So I feel like both have to be authentic, and sometimes that means admitting mistakes. I think neither party are really good at that because they're so afraid the other party's going to use it against them. But I tell you what, with my own two kids as a dad, when I admit I'm a mistake, they're so apt to lean in and say, okay, I'll follow you now, Dad, because at least I know you're being honest with me.
Wow, that is so rich. Folks, Dr. Tim Elmore is on the Ken Coleman Show. I want to ask you about the future. And again, this is, I understand what I'm asking you. I'm asking your opinion. And I'm talking about leadership, because this whole show, I wanted to be very clear. I don't have a political show, but politics is very much a part of our life. And this season, it is a huge issue. And so you are out there every day, every week, training leaders in colleges and universities all across the country. And many times those audiences are as diverse as our actual political electorate. So you know this young body of voters and potential leaders down the road. What are your thoughts on that generation's political leaders? There will be those who rise out of the crop who obviously will be civically engaged. And they're watching what's going on right now. And we've seen now for the first time, Paul Ryan is the first Generation X member to be on a national ticket. What do you think political leaders will be like coming out of this generation if you were to look into a crystal ball?
Well, a couple of thoughts that come again hit me right away. One, in terms of delivery of message, I think more and more they're going to be users of social media to both listen and speak. Mm. I think Twitter was not that big of a deal in 2008 because it was still too new.
Right.
I think it's going to be huge in 2012. And I think the use of websites, dynamic, progressive websites, are going to be huge. But that's a delivery. I think in terms of content, and again, I'm about to say something that may have been true 50 years ago in the 1960s when the boomers were the young people. But I think young voters want to be a part of a revolution, not merely an election. Ken, several months ago, we watched Egypt go through a revolution.
Yes.
In Cairo. The president was ousted. They now look back and call that a youth revolution. Our Growing Leaders director in Cairo said, Tim, that was teenagers and 20-somethings that led that revolution. When I pressed him on it, I said, man, how could that happen? He told me, he admitted. He said, Tim, in a Muslim country like Egypt, we rarely talk negative about our leaders. It's just not healthy. But he said, when 90,000 of us were getting on Facebook and realizing we were all ticked off at the president, that's when we had the courage to gather in Tahrir Square and kick him out. And I believe that was just the tip of the iceberg. There is a bulge in youth population.
Mm-hmm.
Generation Y is now the largest generation in American history. They passed up the baby boomers in size about 3 years ago.
Wow.
If we're serious about the future, we've got to figure out how they think, and we've got to begin to guide them. And that's really what my cause, Growing Leaders, is all about.
Great insight from Dr. Tim Elmore. And folks, he's right. If we don't lead them, they will lead. We saw it.
Yeah.
We saw it in the Arab Spring. Great illustration there, Tim. I want to mention the book. Again, the new book is Artificial Maturity, Helping Kids Meet the Challenge of Becoming Authentic Adults. It's in stores everywhere. And again, you can learn everything you need to know about the book and what Tim is doing. You bring him into your college and university around the country. He's doing great work. The website is growingleaders.com. And you can follow Tim on Twitter. I'm telling you, if you're a business leader, or if you're in politics, or if you're a parent, you need to be getting what he's putting out in his Twitter feed. It is great stuff. The Twitter feed is at Tim Elmore, E-L-M-O-R-E. He is my friend and mentor. Tim, thanks for coming on this Saturday.
Ken, it's always great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Great stuff again from Tim Elmore. I'm telling you something, folks. You think I'm exaggerating? I'm not. You have got to get Generation IY, our last chance to save their future, and then get Artificial Maturity. And I would read them back to back. Read Generation IY first, and then read Artificial Maturity so that you have the complete context of what the reality is and what the solution is going forward. Coming up, I'm very excited to introduce you to the young woman I think should be Woman of the Year. Katie Davis is next. The Ken Coleman Show.
Daring you to sing your song. The Ken Coleman Show.